So what do you think it was?
Fuck knows, but it was something bad.
What exactly did you see?
It was... well, I'm not sure. It was all shadows.
So you didn't see the thing itself?
It was like it was made of shadows.
How could you see shadows down there anyway? That torch barely lit up 3 feet in front of us.
It's hard to explain. I felt something too, like the air was being sucked away from where I stood. And did you hear that fucking noise?
Aye.
So what do you think it was?
Well, I didn't see it.
But you heard it.
Aye, well, it was nothing I wanted to spend any amount of time with. I told you that place wasn't right.
So now you're a believer, eh?
The only thing I believe now is that it was a stupid fucking idea to go down there.
What do you think we should do about tomorrow?
You mean the uni folk? I think we should tell them.
Thought you didn't want to get in trouble.
Aye, but somebody could take a heart attack down there. Christ, I nearly did.
Aye, I suppose. I'll come back first thing and speak to someone.
And there you were about to start making stuff up for your podcast.
Hey, I've got plenty of material, that's for sure. Enough to launch the first couple of episodes.
Well, I'll send you the photos and videos off my phone in the morning. I better get home. It's the back of fucking one.
Christ, so it is. Are you phoning a taxi?
Nah, I'll just walk. I kinda followed through when you started screaming.
You shat yourself?
A wee bit.
Again?
Well, at least it wasn't live on the telly this time.
Can I mention it in the podcast?
Can you fuck? I told you, leave my name out of it.
Aye, aye. Well, I'll let you shuffle down the road then. I'm heading that way. I'll give you a bell the morn.
Right. I'll see you then.
True.
Tommy! Oh, good to see you, mate.
In you come.
Hiya. Did I wake you up?
Ah, it's no hassle, man. My own fault.
Still burning the candle at both ends?
You could say that.
Nice place. When did you move in?
A few days ago. Still living out of boxes. Flat's no bad, though, eh? You want a cup of tea?
No, I'm fine, thanks. I've not long had one.
Sit yourself. Get a seat.
Cheers.
How's Trex anyway?
Same old, same old, you know. You glad to be back up north?
Suppose so, aye.
Any gigs arranged yet?
Nah, mate. Fancied a wee break from it. Was playing a lot in London. Pub gigs, like. Tuesday nights in front of two men and a dog. Got a bit scunnered with it. What about yourself? You been playing much?
Been drumming for a covers band, actually. We've been doing a lot of weddings. It's decent money.
The old Mustang Sally routine.
Oh, yes.
You ever wonder how that song's so popular? It really is fucking shite.
Yeah, it's not the best, but it fills the floor, though.
I bet you always get pished cunts asking you to play it.
All the time.
Who's the singer? Do I know him?
Her, not him. I don't think you do, though, no. Danielle Keegan?
Nah, I don't know her, like.
So, you said you were looking for some labouring work.
Aye. Well, I've been offered a start at the pub down the road, but if you're taking on any help at the gardening firm, that would suit me a lot better.
I usually take a seasonal worker on around this time of year. But to be honest, though, it's more suited for someone younger.
What do you mean by that?
It's low pay.
How low?
Fiver an hour.
That's illegal.
I'm not putting it through the books. It's all cash in hand.
Dodgy bastard. Can you no stick up to 7 an hour?
No can do, I'm afraid. It's a tight budget.
Fuck's sake. What's the hours?
Monday to Friday, 8 till 4.
Early finish on a Friday?
Nope.
Christ, that pub job sounds more appealing by the minute.
Entirely up to you, of course, but the position's yours if you want it.
Ah, you're really selling it to me. What would I be doing?
Landscaping, pruning, mowing, laying slabs, just depends on the job, really.
Beats standing on the wrong side of a bar, I suppose.
As I said, it's your call.
Aye, go on then. Here, I need to phone a mate of mine's. Do you mind? It'll just take a minute.
Of course not, you carry on.
Cheers, man.
Hello?
Don't tell me you've been asleep all morning.
What time is it?
Just after 11.
Fuck.
I take it you'll not have been down to see those uni cunts then?
No. I set an alarm on my phone too. Useless pile of shite.
Is it worth us heading down there? Wonder if everything's alright.
They'll be in the vaults by now, maybe even back out again. Actually, a pal of mine's probably going to be down there. She's a reporter. I'll get her a bell. I'll find out what's what.
Alright. Keep me posted then.
Will do. Cheerio then.
Bye.
So you're telling me there's absolutely fuck all down there?
That's what they said. It's just an old sewage system, apparently. Nothing of interest.
How long were they in the place? Talk me through exactly what happened.
I'm not sure about the precise details. I got there about 20 minutes before they came back out. I'd been in Livingston, covering the story about the dog who can sing the happy birthday song.
A newsworthy topic. So how long had they been in the tunnels?
An hour or so, I was told. Maybe slightly longer.
Over an hour of finding nothing?
Well, I dare say they had a good look around.
And you spoke to them directly afterwards?
No. A lady from the council gave us an update.
But she wasn't down there herself?
Oh, I don't think so.
So what are they planning to do with the entrance now?
Patch it up and continue the roadworks, I guess. Why are you so interested in this anyway?
Because I take a keen interest in Scottish history.
Bollocks. I know you better than that, Lee. What are you up to?
Well, I've got a wee project on the go.
What kind of project?
I'm doing a podcast. These vaults were part of my first investigation.
And your investigation was to ask me? Couldn't you at least have interviewed the folks that went down there?
Maybe that's not my only source of information.
Oh, really? So who else have you spoken to?
A journalist doesn't just surrender his exclusive story.
Oh, you're a journalist now, are you?
What, just because I've not spent the morning interviewing a talking dog?
Singing dog.
Same thing.
So, have you got anything I can use? Or did you drag me down here purely for your own benefit?
Well, I think this situation could be mutually beneficial. Tell you what, you get the pints in, and I'll fill you in on the details.
I really need to get back to work.
This is work. Trust me, you'll want to hear this story.
Fine. One more. It'd better be worth it, though.
Oh, it is.
Right, I'll be back in a minute, then.
Oh, Jane, before I forget, did you get a selfie with the singing dog?